Shame is to hide and to cover up, a need to cover up. It's a disturbed or painful feeling of guilt, incompetency, indecency, taking the blame, disgrace, and dishonor. Glory is great honor and admiration won by being valuable. Worship, adoration, praise, and splendor. When you realize you were created for God's glory, you were actually created because God wanted to show off this great thing he was going to create. God made the entire universe to house human beings. He made all the animals, he made everything because he knew I'm going to have this one creation that's going to be my children. They're going to be made in my image and my likeness, and I've never done anything quite this spectacular before. And they're going to be full of my glory. So being full of God's glory, what's that? Full of honor, knowing you have such high value, absolutely having no cares and no worry, not ashamed of even, Adam and Eve were not even ashamed of being naked. Not in the perverted way of people who just expose themselves, but in a pure way of I have nothing to hide. I am who I am. God loves me just as I am. And Satan hates God. He hates him. And Satan hates those who show off God's glory, which is every human being. And Satan says, I'm going to fill human beings with shame, low self-esteem, filthy indecent acts, horrible, horrible creatures. Ha! And they were created to show God's glory. But I'm going to make them as low as I can, that they will be full of shame. And God will have to will have to turn from them because of their wickedness. And so you have to stop and say, okay, God's intention when I was created. Now some people will say, well, wait a minute. You know, after the fall, we were all conceived in sin. Yeah, but David said after the fall, God, you knew me in my mother's womb, and I was wonderfully made. So God did not create you to be full of shame. But because of the fall, Satan got in and began to orchestrate things in our life that would cause us to sin and cause us to feel bad about ourselves and cause us to hurt others and really make us like the enemy. And that's what all that inner healing tapes and all the deliverance tapes. The biggest thing the Lord wanted me to show you tonight, there's like 300 scriptures on this, maybe more. But the main thing the Lord wanted me to show you tonight is Jesus Christ died. And if you don't know Jesus Christ, yes, you should be full of shame. You maybe didn't have anything happen to you or do something so horrible that the world would think it was shameful. But truthfully, it's because Jesus came to restore us from shame and back into those vessels of honor. Satan has dishonored you. Maybe he dishonored you through an abusive parent. Maybe he dishonored you through an abusive spouse. Maybe he dishonored you through a stranger, through an employer. Maybe all of the above. Maybe the devil's dishonored you where you don't like your skin color, or you don't like your, if you're male, you know, you're female. You just don't like yourself. You wouldn't want to be you if you had a choice. What the enemy has done is he has dishonored you. And to the degree that he has set up situations in your life based on spiritual law, to the degree that he was able to do that is to the degree that you're filled with shame. See, it's not really based on anything to do with our goodness. In other words, what some of you went through caused you to feel so much more shame than what maybe I went through. Well, there's a little hidden shame here and there, but nothing like what some of you experienced. And that doesn't make God unfair that some people are born into a situation where they don't taste as much shame. Because God is a God of spiritual law, and he's a God of free will and free choice. And every time that there is conception, there is a soul released. And honestly, if it really was determined on who he liked or didn't like the most, then that would just be horrible for those who had horrible lives. That's not how it works. Because Jesus knew that he would pay the price, that no matter how much shame, how much dishonor Satan brings into a person's life, Jesus Christ paid the price and became that shame. He was shamed. He was mocked. He became the very sin that you could be completely healed, completely restored to a place of honor. The only thing holding any of you back from really loving yourself, from really glorifying God, are the lies you're still believing. That deep, deep lie that something was more wrong with me than other people. God must not have loved me as much. No, God loved everyone as much because he sent his son to die for you. But Satan chose to try to destroy you. And the more, every time you agree with the enemy, he keeps that shame on you. And tonight we're going to break the yoke of shame. I think it's as low as you can go. You know, if you've gone line upon line, precept upon precept in the teachings on inner healing, then some of you are just so ready to be free. Others of you, this is just God beginning to give you hope. That if you come here on Tuesday nights and we begin to tear apart the enemy's lies, as you sit in these groups and you begin to hear truth to set you free, you'll begin to agree with the Lord and begin to destroy the yoke of shame. See, I thought condemnation was about as low as you can go. Condemnation is a voice of the enemy constantly telling you, you are not honorable. You are not created to glorify God. There is something wrong with you. Why did this happen then? Why did that happen? And then when you can get truth and say, it happened, devil, because you're nasty and you're mean. But God didn't love you as much as everybody else, Cindy. Your daughter died. No, devil. God loved me so much that he carried my sorrow and grief. And he'll take what's meant for evil and turn it to good. That's a big God. And that my daughter is forever in heaven and I get to hang out with her for eternity while you're burning in hell, that's reality. But if I listened to you, devil, then I would begin to believe that there was something horribly wrong with me and that I wasn't loved. And that's a lie. And I would go into grief and I would go into sorrow and I would go into depression if I bought his lies. Now, some of your lies are deep, deep rooted. And many of the things that you're here for are just symptoms of deep rooted lies. You might be here for anger classes. Anger is not your real problem. Your real problem is that lie or stronghold that has you angry, that keeps you bound to shame. That's your real issue. What we want to get to in these groups is, what is that issue? And let's bring truth to it. We have to help build you up. We want to build up Christ in you while we tear down the shame in your life. So condemnation is really the voice of the devil taking the place of God in your life. Think about that. Condemnation is never from God. Condemnation is a lying, defeated, nasty devil who's going to burn forever in hell, now trying to be Lord of your life. See, he's not Lord of my life. I'm not serving him. I'm not bowing to him. I don't care what people say about me. I care what God says about me. The devil's a liar. He's mean. He's nasty. And as Christians, in the last of the last days, we are very immature in our real understanding of God. And God's going to change that. Most of the bad stuff that happens to you or has happened to you as an adult is not because God doesn't love you, is not because God doesn't want you free. It's because you get to a certain level of deliverance and then you don't want to go any deeper because it's painful. And then you hit your next crisis head on. Well, I've learned, I hit my crisis head on when I went to my daughter's funeral. But I'll tell you what, I have not taken my tennis shoes off since, not even for a weekend. I have not backslidden at all, not even close, hallelujah. Really, since I found God was real. 18 years ago. Certainly since I've gone through trials, I know I'm desperately needing God. I have so much fear of the Lord because I know in Him is my protection. He's not going to hurt me, but I'm safe agreeing with Him and believing Him. And it's time that we get rid of our lukewarmness. And all of you are, you wouldn't be here. And it's time we don't care what people say about what meetings we go to or how we choose to get free. But we just go where God is really going to set us free. If you have fear, admit you have fear. Fear is the opposite of faith. Fear is Satan's power being revealed to keep you in chains. Faith is really God's substance being revealed in you to keep you free. And you're going to start getting really real with why you believe in lies. Sandra is a good friend of mine, and she's been through a lot. And recently, the devil had somebody hold a gun to her head for about 10 minutes and tried to take every bit of life out of you. But isn't it cool that they couldn't kill you? By the grace of God, you ought to actually come out of it going, wait a minute, devil, you couldn't kill me. Ha! But the devil's instead, oh, God didn't protect you. Oh, you better watch out. Oh, something's wrong with you. And all this stuff. I was like, wait a minute, devil. You couldn't kill me. Yes, maybe there's an indicator here. I need to go deal with some pain in my past. Maybe I need to deal with this fear that's trying to come up and take over that was never dealt with. And God, I'm willing to walk there. I'm willing to walk there now because you know what? I've tasted freedom. And I'm not going back in that dungeon that I came out of. But maybe it's time to go and get the devil of fear completely out of my heart. But that's when, how do you look at that? Do you look at it and say, well, that's horrible that God let that happen? Or do you look at it and say, what a God that they didn't kill her? When I got hit by lightning on that sailboat, or it came down the thing and then went up my spine, and phew, first I thought, man, I probably am hurt. And then I hated being out in this storm for an hour. It was horrible. And I was disobedient. God told me not to go. But at some point, finally I said, the devil can't kill me. If he was going to kill me in the storm, I'd have got it right when that lightning hit. Therefore, I just hope I don't have to get wet and jellyfish bit, you know, for a while. Devil, if you could have killed me, you would have killed me when the tree branch killed my daughter just a foot near beside me. We've got to get rid of every lie. Satan tells you you have no value, you're no good. What are you doing sitting here knowing that God lives in you? The devil's already lost. He's already lost. But now we're going to really put him under our feet. We're going to get so sold out to being free and seeking God with all our heart and watching him change lives. And that's one reason we're having this on Tuesday night, and different times during this time, different ones who are ministering are going to give their testimonies of what God did for them and how he set them free. So you can really begin to understand this awesome God that we're not just playing around here. We have taken the logs out of our eyes so that God could use us to get the splinters out of yours. And you're not here to be judged or condemned or shamed. You're here to break free from shame. First, the only thing I could think of when I was reading all this